Hello and welcome into Schizophrenic Music. This is Craig and it is Tuesday. So I want to thank you for joining me for this week's Tuesday Triple Play. And today I'm going to focus on three albums that had a similar vibe for me, even though each one is distinctly different from one another. If you're in the mood to chill out, this is the Triple Play for you. While I really do like surprises in my music, it doesn't always have to be so complicated. There's something to be said for the power of subtlety. And this seems to be a recurring theme for me. Once again, this week I've got two new discoveries and a new release from an old fave. But let's start with a newer discovery, and that comes in the form of Bob Evans. Not to be confused with the restaurant chain many of you are familiar with, this is the musical alias of Australian singer-songwriter Kevin Mitchell. Now, as we've often said, what's new to me might not necessarily be new to the rest of the world, and such is the case with Bob Evans. This latest album, Tomorrowland, is Mitchell's sixth album with this particular solo project, and he's had that going for two decades now. But his band Jebediah goes back even further, back to the mid-90s, so I am coming in extremely late here, but I'm happy to find him now. And now I can't speak to the rest of his catalog just yet. I can say this latest album is acoustic-laden, immensely melodic, and showcases his very strong knack for storytelling. And this next song to me even spotlights what might be a bit of unintentional irony. See if you detect it as well. So, from the album Tomorrowland, here is Bob Evans with Bad Mood.
Walking around under a cloud.
And that was Bob Evans with Bad Mood from the album Tomorrowland, just recently released. It goes to show you can turn a negative into a positive. I hate to revel in somebody's bad disposition, but that song just makes me smile, as does the rest of the album. Just a very strong introduction for me personally, and I am very much looking forward to diving into his previous efforts. Now, my next selection comes from a band I've been into for 3 decades now. Man, time flies. Another strong case for an introduction, too. And this one really stands the test of time. Now, the album I'm referring to is called Bandwagon-esque, and the band is Teenage Fan Club. When that album was released in 91, I was simply blown away. I took my love of Beatlesque pop and fused it with a more modern grit and distortion, and it was the sound that was exactly what I needed to hear at the time. Even to this day, well, 30 years later, this Scottish band is still going strong, albeit with a more refined approach. Their latest album is called Endless Arcade, and it's yet another strong example of why Teenage Fan Club is such an important band. It's the type of album that has wide appeal and that I can't think of a scenario where it wouldn't fit. Now, I'm not saying this is something I would play at the beach, but if I did, it certainly wouldn't offend anyone, and it would probably conjure up a smile or two. So let's give you a taste with the song called I'm More Inclined. Once again, that was Teenage Fan Club with I'm More Inclined. That came from their latest album, Endless Arcade. I just love this band. Strongly encourage checking them out if you're not familiar already. Let me offer up a recommendation. Start here and then maybe go backwards. That's certainly the opposite of my experience, but I think that might be a unique experience nonetheless. So one I might try myself here soon. All right, let's wrap things up with some music out of Chicago. About a month ago, I saw this album cover mixed in with some other releases in the Americana category, and it instantly stood out to me. So I bookmarked it, and I finally got around to checking it out this past week. The album is called Tethers, and it comes from a band called Minor Moon. This is actually their third album, so once again, not a new band. But man, what a cool sound. I'm putting emphasis on cool, because of all the bands I've highlighted today, they really take the cake for subtlety. Now, I hope this doesn't come across as negative in any way. It's certainly not intended to be. Instead, to me, it's just remarkable how effortless it sounds for Minor Moon, which is really a testament to Sam Cantor, who is the lead singer and the core songwriter. The vocals are just straight up butter. There is no need to shout when you have Cantor's vocal range and his delivery. It's soothing without being overly melancholic, which is really a fine art. And each listen of Tethers reveals another layer. So I thought about playing the opening cut, because that's what grabbed me immediately. But I feel like sometimes that's too easy. So instead, I'm going to go a couple songs deeper, and I'm going to play you the third track called Under an Ocean of Holes. Check it out.
Thank you.
All right, from the album Tethers, that was Minor Moon with a song called Under an Ocean of Holes. It's just so understated, yet you're never bored. So many little nuances throughout this album that once again reveal themselves with each and every listen. Definitely a band to watch moving forward. So hopefully you enjoyed that. Hopefully one of these three bands appeals to you. If so, strongly encourage you go to the website. As always, I will have some links. If you want to stream or purchase the album digitally, if you want to buy it on vinyl, CD, sometimes they have cassettes, check out some of these websites, and let's do our part to support these artists. But as always, thanks so much for listening in. We truly appreciate your support. Wherever you do listen in, be sure to follow us if you can. That way you'll get notified if a new episode comes around. If you have the option to subscribe, please do so. And give us a comment. Tell us what you think. If you got any suggestions of what you want to hear or any topics you'd like to talk about, we certainly welcome that. But once again, thank you so much. And until next time, have a good one.